this is Thea Parrish. We're talking to her because it is Autism Spectrum Disorder Awareness. And Thea, how has autism affected you?
Well, it's really affected my communication skills. And since communication and social skills are very important in life and to getting to know people and building relationships, I can honestly say I had trouble making friends when I was younger. And to this day, I still have trouble speaking what's on my mind.
Now, you were diagnosed later than a lot of young people are. Is that correct?
Yes, at 14.
At 14. Did you have any assistance or any adaptations prior to that? Or was this something that you just kind of muddled through until 14?
So I recently found out my mom suspected I had it for a long time, like since I was like a baby, since she adopted me. But I've always known that there was something different about me. I had a lot of anger as a child. I was introverted. And I found out when I was actually trying to open and get out of my shell, a lot of people didn't like what I had to say. And I never understood why. So dealing with it as a kid up until I figured out the reason, I was isolated a lot. I just focused on my schoolwork, which I'm proud to say I was very good at. I love school, love learning. But when it came to just interacting and socializing with people, I was either too loud and they didn't like it, or I talked too fast, or sometimes they couldn't even understand what I was trying to say because I would stutter and switch up my sentences midway.
Now, you mentioned that you had issues with communications, especially with peers.
Definitely.
Did you have issues with, and you said that you did very well in school. Did you have any issues with like comprehending information?
Actually, no. But then again, I was in a special school district. I feel like if I was in a regular high school, I've been in a special school district since I was in kindergarten. So I feel like if I was in a regular school, it probably would have been more difficult because they use a lot bigger words and they use a lot more, I'm going to say adjectives than they do in special school districts. Like, instead of saying something was quick, they'd say something was excessive. Or instead of saying speedy, they'd probably be like, it was. Instead of saying someone was a beginner, they'd say somebody was just starting out. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So they would try and communicate in a way that is a little more specific.
Yeah, it is more specific. But also, I feel like people had more trouble understanding it as well to be in special school district because it was different. Like if they had come from like a regular school and then went to special school district, it was a lot harder for them to get into the way of things in the special school district and like learn the way they were teaching there than it would be in the regular school. So it was hard either way. Like I remember when I was in high school, they wanted to send me back to my regular school. I didn't even know what that was. Like I had been in special school district since I was 13. I mean, since I was a kid, like since I was in kindergarten, and it got to the point that once they wanted to send me back, I was like, I'm not going back. I'm going to graduate next year. What's the point?
No, I can't say as I blame you on that.
And
so
it would have been a big opportunity. I did not feel like I had made friends and there's people there who understood me. So it was easier for me to stay there than be with people who were not like me and would have just like shunned me.
So did you have issues as far as making friends in that context, or were you good on that?
I had such a hard time making friends. I was in middle school. I was in middle school when I probably made my first lifelong friend who I'm friends with to this day. I'm not going to say her name, but she's an amazing person. You didn't hear that. But she's an amazing person. And I love her. So she's an amazing person and I love her to death. Like, honestly. It's her birthday today, so.
Oh, well, I hope she has a good birthday. You going to celebrate with her later?
No.
No? Oh. So, if you could tell somebody who maybe is neurotypical what it's like to live with, you said you had Asperger's was what you were diagnosed with. If you could try to explain to somebody who's neurotypical and has no idea the differences between being neurotypical and being neurodivergent, how would you explain that to someone?
I don't know what those are.
Okay. So neurotypical is, finger quotes here, normal, whereas neurodivergent is someone who processes things in, say, a different manner. So
I would probably explain that to them, like, so both can understand it. I would probably say, basically, I have trouble with communication. I have trouble making friends and socializing in an appropriate manner. I might say things that are inconsiderate, but actually mean them in a positive way and not be trying to offend you in any way at all. So just keep in mind that if you want to be friends with me, just keep this in mind that I don't want to offend you, but it might come off that way. And I am sorry and I apologize in advance. I think that's the simplest way to say it.
That makes sense. When you're talking about people taking things possibly the wrong way or thinking you're reacting in a way that you are not, how do you try and get past that with other people? Do you explain to them? Do they figure it out eventually? Or
Honestly, I'll explain it to them. And if they continue to like judge or put me down for something I have no control over and I've explained it to you, honestly, you're just not my type of person, and I'm just going to cut you off at that point.
Have you had any problems?
Closed-minded, and you're not open to the fact that you're basically like judging me before you get to know me.
Have you had any problems with bullying or anything like that?
Yes, I was the only girl in all of my classes throughout high school.
Wow.
Same with middle school. My friend who was in middle school with me was actually in a different classroom.
So that must have been really difficult.
It was very difficult. The problem was, I'm not trying to brag, but I was smart and I usually got all my work done. I got A's in all my classes. I was a straight A student throughout my whole life up until I came to college. I'm still a straight A student, but I get B's now too. So it's like,
It's college. You'll take that.
Right. I'll take that. Definitely. But it's like everybody was trying to copy off my work. And I was like, no, I was the kind of person who stood up for myself. I didn't take the bullying lane down. I was like, I can help you with your work, but I'm not going to just give you the answers and let you copy off me. That led to more bullying. They would call me teacher's pet and stuff because the teachers really respected me and stuff. There's also, like, since I was in special school district, there's also forms of harassment. And a lot of people, like, a lot of the boys targeted me. And some of the girls did, too, because the boys were, like, had their attention on me. And I'm not, like, I don't find myself attractive, like that attractive at all. But at the same time, like, I think I'm average. But at the same time, like, it was annoying and very sad because, like, I had made no friends because of this. And sometimes I wish I was like everybody else, but it got to the point where I was like, I don't want to be like everybody else. I don't want that. So, like, if they don't want to be my friend, then I guess I'm better off by myself. And then it happened in middle school. I met my friend, and it got exponentially better.
That's always a good thing when you find a really, really good friend.
Yeah.
So how long have you been out of high school?
I've been out of high school since May 15th, 2019.
So you've had a couple of years since high school. Have things been different since you've gone to college?
I don't have as many friends, no close friends. I could say there's one friend in my history class who I am friends with. We go to church together sometimes. Her name is, I'm not going to say her name. But she's very spiritual, very enlightening, and she doesn't really judge. She'll tell you what she doesn't like, but she won't judge you for something. Like, if she doesn't like it, she'll ask you not to do it, but she won't judge you just because you like it. So, like, if I'm willing to listen to rap music in her car and it's a Sunday, I can't do that. But at the same time, she was like, I'll listen to rap music with you tomorrow, though. And she's like,
yeah.
I respect God, but at the same time, like, we can do this stuff. We can still do this stuff, just not certain times, not, she wants to respect them. So I was like, that's okay. That's understandable. That's your belief. So I was like, yeah. I myself am Catholic, so... Yeah.
Do you have anything that you do, like a routine or anything that kind of helps you when you're feeling overwhelmed or frustrated?
Art.
Art?
Yes.
Oh, that's cool.
I love to draw. I love to do crafts. I love to paint. I do a lot of that. I used to do origami when I was in middle school. A lot of that was really in when I was in middle school. Like, everybody was doing that in elementary and middle school. And I watched TV, but not as much as I would as a lot of other people. I usually like to read instead of watching TV. So I like get on my phone and read. But there's like certain shows I like to watch every now and then and binge watch a little bit for like a few hours a day, and I'll watch those. One of my favorite shows I can honestly say is Chowder by C.H. Greenblatt. I don't know if you know that show.
I don't All know I have. That. All I have to say to that is, right on.
Yes, exactly. I love that show, and I've been watching it. And like, whenever I'm turning it on, my friend's like, no, I don't want to watch this. And I'm just like, oh, well, it's my house.
If there was anything that you could say to somebody who was maybe just finding out that they have an autism spectrum diagnosis or is wondering if they might have something on the autism spectrum, what would you say to them?
I would tell them that it's okay to be yourself. Like, don't try to be like, this doesn't make you weird. This doesn't make you strange. This doesn't make you anything other than normal. You're a person like everybody else. You just see the world differently. And everybody has their own perspective of like what the world is like. Some people think it's good. Some people think it's bad. Some people think it's black and white. But I'm going to tell you that the world is various shades of gray. So no matter how you see the world, you're, everything is gray. You're gray. They're gray. Nothing is one color or the other. No one is opposite. No one is equal. It's just there. And you are here. And since you're here, people shouldn't judge you for, you shouldn't be judged. You shouldn't judge yourself. You are normal as anybody else.
That is really, really great, Thea. I completely support you wholeheartedly on that one. Was there anything else you wanted to bring up?
Nope.
Nope. Okay.
But I will say that if you read, there's just one book. It's by Ethan M. Aldridge. If you like fantasy, it's called Estranged. And there's another one. The second book in the series is called, I think it's, I forgot, but I have it in my room. But there, it's by Ethan M. Aldridge, and he is a graphic novel illustrator and author. And he draws with watercolor and ink. He drew the books by hand, like no digital needed. And nice. Honestly, they talk about like certain people, like you could honestly like, and they don't talk about autism, but you could tell that certain characters have probably like autism, especially in the second book. There's also LGBTQ themes if people are interested in reading that. It's very like diverse. And Ethan M. Aldridge himself is in the LGBTQ community with an autism spectrum disorder.
Very cool.
He writes a lot of his stories with like the disorders and stuff he's gone through in his life, putting it and making the characters go through it in a certain like more fantastical situation. But of course, they're going through the same things he went through. So if you're ever interested in that and you feel alone or different, just know that this super successful author who's made billions from his books just made this for you. And I would totally go check it out, especially if you're the kind of person who doesn't like reading chapter books. It's definitely worth it. The colors will definitely get you caught up in it.
I think that's cool. I'd like to check that out. I really enjoy graphic novels myself, so we'll have to check that one out.
Yeah, all right. Strange. I don't think it's in libraries yet.
We'll have to see. Maybe we could talk to somebody over at the libraries here at STLCC and see if they can get that one in. But if people request it, they might get it.
Yeah, that's true.
Thea, thank you so much. It has been wonderful talking to you today.
Wonderful talking to you too, Paul. Thank you for having me.
All right. Thanks, Thea.
All right. Have a good day.